This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. New Year 2023 and 2P Day being observed organizing various programs today. Prime Minister Prachanda claims that the current government's policy is to do nothing but good. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warns Russians that their leader is destroying their country. Now, the news in detail. According to the Gregorian calendar, the new year 2023 began today. It is said to have begun after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. The Gregorian calendar became popular in various places during the colonial period and is now popular worldwide. Meanwhile, 2P Day is being observed in Nepal today. For the past few years, the first day of the English New Year has been observed in Nepal as 2P Day. The day is also observed abroad by Nepalese and Nepali speakers wearing caps that reflect their identity and tradition. Likewise, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed his best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad on the occasion of New Year 2023. Extending his best wishes through social media, Prime Minister has wished that the year 2023 brings happiness, peace and prosperity to everyone. Similarly, CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sarma Oli has expressed confidence to take the country's course to political stability, good governance, development and prosperity in the right way. In a message of greetings on the occasion of New Year 2023 today, Chair Oli said that the country was moving ahead in its efforts to fix a national political direction with the arrival of the new year. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said that Nepal is an excellent tourist destination. Inaugurating the Tamil Street Festival organized by Tamil Tourism Development Council last night on the eve of New Year 2023, Vice President Pun said that Nepal is attracting tourists through its culture and nature. He said that there are signs of improvement in Nepal's tourism industry, which has been badly affected by the coronavirus pandemic. The new government should put forward a concrete plan for the development of the tourism sector. President of Tamil Tourism Development Council Bishwambar Sharma said that the government should come up with a special plan for the development of Tamil, which alone provides direct and indirect employment to 60,000 people. Prime Minister and Chairman of CPN Maoist Centre, Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, has stated that the current government's policy is to do nothing but good, instructing the leaders and cadres of CPN Maoist Centre, Karnali Province, at his official residence in Balwatar. The Prime Minister said that it is necessary to win the trust of the people by doing good work. Prime Minister Prachanda added that the discussions are going on to unify the communist movement and create a socialist forum, expressing his happiness that his party is at the forefront in Karnali province. The Prime Minister said that the present government is paying attention to the development of the Karnali region. The 11th session of the Bagmati Province Assembly is taking place at 1 p.m. tomorrow. The Province Assembly Secretariat, Chief Secretary Krishna Hari Khadka, said an all-party meeting scheduled for tomorrow at 8 a.m. at the Province Assembly Secretariat will prepare the agenda for the Province Assembly meeting. There are a total of 110 members in the Bagmati Province Assembly from Nepali Congress, the CPN-UML, the Maoist Centre, the CPN Unified Socialist, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, the Nepal Workers' Pheasants Party and Hamro Nepali Party. A statue of the Supreme Leader of the 1990s People's Movement, Ganesh Man Singh, has been installed at Mahankal Bauddha in Kathmandu Metropolitan City 6. Lawmaker Santosh Chalise unveiled the statue amidst a program organized by the Ganesh Man Singh Park and Statue Construction Committee today. Chalise was elected to the House of Representatives from Kathmandu Constituency 3. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the Russians that their leader is destroying their country, speaking after Vladimir Putin delivered a New Year message addressed. Flanked by people in military uniform, Mr. Zelensky said the Russian president was hiding behind his troops, not leading them. Saturday saw a dead I beg your pardon, Saturday saw a day of deadly strikes across Ukraine, and Zelensky said Ukrainians would not forgive Russia. At least one person died and dozens were injured in the attacks. Officials said there were further missile strikes on Kiev just hours into the new year. There were no immediate reports of casualties. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for an exponential increase in the production of nuclear warheads and ordered the development of a new intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM, to counter the United States and South Korea. Kim's statement was released on state media today, hours after North Korea fired a short-range ballistic missile off its east coast in a rare late-night New Year's Day weapons test. During his comments at a key meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, Kim accused Washington and Seoul of carrying out a plot to isolate and stifle the North Korea, calling it unparalleled in human history. According to the official Korean Central News Agency, Kim also ordered the manufacturing of a new type of ICBM with a rapid nuclear counterattack capability as its basic mission. North Korea test-fired more than 70 missiles last year. China's defense ministry has accused the United States of violating international law and of slander and hype following a confrontation between a Chinese fighter jet and an American reconnaissance plane over the contested waters of the South China Sea. The statement leaked yesterday came days after the U.S. military claimed that a Chinese J-11 fighter jet had come within 6 meters of U.S. RC-135 aircraft on December 21st, forcing the latter to take evasive maneuvers to avoid a collision. But Tian Zulin, a spokesperson for China's defense ministry, said the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command had distorted facts about the incident and that it was the U.S. aircraft that had engaged in dangerous maneuvers against the Chinese jet. The defense ministry also released a video of the incident, which it said showed the U.S. aircraft maneuvering towards the Chinese jet. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast light rain in some parts of the country with partial to normal change in the weather in most parts of the country today. Due to the impact of the westerly winds, the weather will be partly cloudy to normal in hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to generally clear in the rest of the country today. There is also a possibility of light snowfall in one or two places in the mountainous region of the country. Later tonight, the weather will remain generally clear with light rain in one or two places in the hilly areas of Province No. 1 and mountainous areas of Province No. 1, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. There is also a possibility of light snowfall. At present, there is a partial to normal change in the weather in hilly areas of the country, with parts of the western Terai and a few parts of the central and eastern Terai experiencing fog. According to the recent updates, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley today is 3.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 15.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. New Year 2023 and Topi Day being observed organizing various programs today. Prime Minister Prachanda claims that the current government's policy is to do nothing but good. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warns Russians that their leader is destroying their country. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.